Hamilton has been declared a sanctuary city, where municipal services are accessible to all residents, regardless of immigration status. On Thursday, February 13th, I talked about it to Maria Antello, a community developer for Hamilton's Community Clinic.
Last year, Toronto declared itself a sanctuary city. The place where I work for was starting to get involved with refugee issues, and we thought it would be a great cause to take and to organize a coalition. So soon after Toronto, we decided to call the Hamilton community, invite anybody who was interested to make a coalition and work towards making Hamilton a sanctuary city. The coalition was formed. We met every month. We had a forum in November. And on February 10, a report was issued in the city of Hamilton by a city manager recommending that Hamilton becomes a sanctuary city. Between that, the Hamilton Community Legal Clinic hired two people to work with city staff and produce this report.
Could you define exactly what does it mean, a sanctuary city?
Well, really it means that we would like all residents of Hamilton to access any city services without any kind of fear of because of they may have not full status or precarious status. So we don't want anybody in Hamilton to feel that because of their status they can't access city services, especially because this may hinder their residence in Canada, or maybe they might be waiting for an answer and may not have full documents and they're afraid to access services. We don't want that to happen in Hamilton. So it's basically accessing city services without fear.
What makes Hamilton and Toronto different from other cities regarding services to those who don't have an appropriate immigration status?
I think it's similar in many cities that municipal services really don't require immigration status. Like, you can use the library, you can use recreation centers, and you can access all, you know, you have your services, your regular services that the city provides, and I think your status doesn't really matter. The problem is that people may be afraid to access services because of their irregular status. So the majority of city services are provided without immigration documentation.
So why make Hamilton a sanctuary city?
Hamilton is a city that receives immigrants and refugees and newcomers. I think it's the third largest city that receives newcomers. We think as a community we need to welcome everybody, and everybody should be treated equally, and everybody should access service equally. It's really a statement as a community. As a community, as Hamilton, we want to say you are welcome in Hamilton.
Are there still any services that are not accessible to all of Hamilton's residents?
City-funded services, no. But there may be a cross-funding between, for example, provincial services and city services, that being Ontario Works or social assistance. In general, Hamilton has been very, very generous and does provide social assistance as long as there's some form of documentation issued by Citizenship and Immigration Canada.
The complexity and diversity of immigration status makes the situation still unsure, even in Hamilton, that has been declared a sanctuary city. Accessibility to social services is still difficult.
Precarious status is varied, and there are many, many forms of precarious status. I'll give you an example. We've met women that come with a spouse, live in our community, have children in the community, and the spouse never regularizes their status. So if a situation of spousal abuse occurs, Hamilton does have the shelters that will help women, but the long term, you know, there has to be a lot of work done with the federal government in order to issue some kind of documentation so she can access social services and eventually get a work permit.
Hamilton's declaration of being a sanctuary city should guarantee that no services will be refused. However, this idea cannot be fully implemented straight away. It will not change overnight.
Hamilton has made a statement that we're a sanctuary city and no services in the city will be refused. implementing something may take a while. Something like that may take a while. So we are going to continue to work with the city of Hamilton to provide an education piece to all city workers and really to follow through the statement that everybody can access services in Hamilton equally. So we're just starting. This is just the beginning.
Could you give examples of cross-funded services, services that are not only funded by the municipality?
For example, Ontario Works, or what the common phrase used is welfare. Ontario Works, you need to have some kind of documentation issued by Citizenship and Immigration Canada. So there may be some situations where people don't have that. We believe that people should access this service if needed. And I was talking about specific cases of people that live and are part of this community. Another example I can give you is, you know, we have a lot of temporary workers or migrant workers, specifically, for example, live-in nannies. There have been situations where living nannies were very abused by their employers, and they cannot get a new work permit to work somewhere else other than the place where they were working, so they become people without full status. So in the interim, while they regularize their status and obtain a new work permit, there should be assistance provided for these individuals.
Are you aware of any cities who are currently struggling to become a sanctuary city?
Well, I have heard that I've heard the buzz around Kitchener, Ontario, and Guelph, Ontario. I don't have specific information, but I know that Toronto came and helped us, guided us at the beginning of the coalition, and we're willing to do the same with other cities. We'd like all the cities to join us because we feel that if we work at this community level, at the municipal level, we can put a bit more pressure. The bigger, the more sanctuary cities we get, we can put more pressure, especially at the federal level, for them to review their immigration policies and really make them work and really stop stigmatizing newcomers. So as communities, I think if we join forces, we can work towards that. These are not good times right now for refugees or for newcomers, and I think that's wrong.
How does the City Coalition of Hamilton feel about this recent declaration?
Overall, we're very excited. The vote at City Council passed. This motion passed by unanimity, which gives us an indication that City of Hamilton is really willing to work with us, is open to learn about people with precarious status, is open to also hear about the great success stories of business owners, artists, professionals that at some point had precarious status and are now great contributors in our community. I'm sure it's the same situation in Montreal where, you know, people at some point faced possible deportation and now are successful individuals in our community. I think we really need to look at that. We need to look at the aging population of Canada. We need a lot of workers in Canada that will sustain the aging population. So we need to think about the positive things of newcomers to Canada. And I really wish that people would open their hearts and let go of unfounded myths about newcomers and really welcome them. I think we'd have less problems as communities if we were a little bit more accepting, tolerant, and welcoming to newcomers.
For more information, you can visit hamiltonsanctuarycity.wordpress.com.
We've put some information there for people to learn what we're doing and how we started. And it's a very humble and small website, but, you know, we hope that this inspires other communities to tag along. Politicians sometimes can be open to listening to new ideas, and I think that we have to work towards that.
This is Emily Philipson for CKUT's News Collective.